We were efforting and we have secured the head coach of the University of Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Third season with the Raging Cajuns. 2019 Sun Belt Conference Coach of the Year. He led Louisiana to back-to-back divisional titles. They beat number 23 Iowa State 31-14 Saturday. They're at Georgia State on Saturday. Billy Napier is my guest. Billy, it's great to have you on the show. How are you today?
Jim, thanks for having us. Thanks for covering our team.
It's good to have you back, Coach. Thank you very much. You know, I had Mack Brown on the show yesterday, and we talked about some of the emotions that he was feeling in the lead-up to their season opener on Saturday. So let me start right there with you. What kind of emotions were you feeling leading up to that Iowa State game?
Well, I think probably gratitude, man. I think it's been one heck of an offseason. You know, I think our players worked for extremely hard for a very long time under unique circumstances without really knowing if they were ever going to play. You know, and I think the reward for those guys to actually get the opportunity to play, some of the things that we've been through. You know, we lost one of our assistant coaches, DJ Looney, back during minicamp. Hurricane Laura hit our state really hard. So in general, I think our guys have been through quite a bit of an adversity. And it was an outlet for them. It was an opportunity to go play the game they love, and certainly made the most of that opportunity.
Billy Napier is joining us. You know, I think that Mack Brown, in fact, I know he made the same point, Billy, that the players that continued to work without knowing whether or not they were going to play. And then, as you point out, there was so much adversity. You talked about the passing of DJ Looney, who was one of your assistants, who meant so much to the players in the program. And then you also talk about COVID, Hurricane Laura, everything else that's happened. How were you able to help your players deal with the grief of the loss of one of the coaches and deal with everything else? What was your message to them throughout the whole thing?
Well, I think the big thing I've learned over life is that the difficult things that you go through, although you may not realize it while you're under that fire, down the road, you're going to benefit. There's going to be so many things that you learn. You know, growth comes through struggle. You know, adversity reveals character. You know, we really challenged our guys to have those tough conversations. If you're not having a great day, you know, we've got great relationships and trust within our program. We wouldn't have been able to do it without being in the moment. You know, we were able to continue to practice, to continue to train. I think it was really good for us to have something to work towards, to be around each other every day. But in general, I think the challenges that have come with 2020 has really galvanized our team, and I couldn't be more proud of them and how they've handled it.
Billy Napier is the head coach at Louisiana. They're coming off that big win over Iowa State, who was ranked 23rd. In fact, Billy, going to that game, the program had never beaten a top 25 team on the road, yet from the outside, it seemed like there was a lot of confidence among your players that you could not only play with Iowa State, but you could beat them. How would you describe the mindset inside the program before that game?
Well, I think we've got a lot of confidence in our process. You know, I think although this offseason has been a little bit unique, we have been able to continue to work. You know, our kids have, you know, you got to commend them. We went about 9 weeks there where we only had, I could count on one hand how many positives we had. So we never had a pause in activity. We were able to stay in great condition. We were able to keep sound fundamentally. And I think in general, this is year three. We're reaping the rewards of all the work that we put into it. We've got a veteran team, and we also added an exceptional group of rookies with our last recruiting class. So we played 15 players in that game the other day. That was their first ever game playing for the Cajuns. So we're still young. We still got a ways to go, and certainly think we can continue to improve.
Billy Napier is my guest. So if you come off a win, a great, great win like that, but you've still got a pretty young squad, I would imagine that you've had a conversation this week about creating urgency and maintaining that focus. What has that conversation been like? What kind of thoughts do you have going into the game against Georgia State?
Yeah, that's spot on. I think the big thing here is, can we handle a little success? You know, can we handle the last couple of days where everywhere we go in town, they're patting you on the back, telling you how great you are? You know, I think we got to get back to work. You got to roll our sleeves up, You know, I think the big thing for our staff, just talking to them today, is we need to use this momentum and this positive energy to create even more intense and more urgency at practice. Really going there today. Today's our first day back at it on Tuesday. So, you know, I hope that we can create that urgency and intensity and really understand that work produced the results, and we got to go back and do it again this week.
Hey, Billy, one more thing. I want to go back and circle back to DJ Looney for a minute because, as I mentioned, he poured himself into the players and he helped create the culture of the program. For those who did not know him, what was he like as a person?
DJ Looney is one of a kind, you know, one of a kind. Just a special soul, man. Just a guy that really had a pulse for people. You know, he knew what to say, when to say it. He had an unbelievable sense of humor, always keeping it light, you know, keeping everybody in great spirits. He also could have a tough conversation with you and with the players. I think in general, just a young, bright coach, very intelligent, a guy that had tremendous relationships. I know he's a close friend of mine. Died at the age of 31 years old, you know, way too young. But I'm going to tell you something. He made the most of those 31 years, made a significant impact on a lot of people, and certainly will be remembered for that.
Hmm. Billy, one last thought. You mentioned a tough conversation. You've used that phrase a couple of times really quickly. Do you feel like the young players today, do they want those tough conversations?
You know, I do. I really do. I think they'll do what you allow them to do. I think they want structure. They want discipline. You know, I think ultimately if they sense that you care for them, that you have a plan for them, and at the same time you can help them improve and make them a better person, student, and player, I think they'll do about anything you want them to. So we try to be consistent and fair, you know, really try to always define the expectations, tell them why we do things. You know, it takes time to earn trust, certainly in – you know, we're a lot further along here being in the third year, but in the very beginning, that's where we started, and it's paid dividends for us.
He is the head football coach at the University of Louisiana, third year there. They're coming off that huge win over Iowa State on the road, 31-14. Next up, Georgia State on Saturday. Billy Napier, my guest. Billy, great to have you back. Good luck this weekend, and good to get caught up with you, Billy.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you covering our team. You have a great day, man. I'll
you
see
too,
you soon.
Billy. You got it. You have a great day. It's a pleasure to cover your team. Always look forward to that conversation, Billy. Thank you.